That is what I call real-time imaging there by one Christopher Morales, even throwing in that I finally showed up for Purgatory, even though I was just moments late. However, how are you, LZ Granderson?
I am excellent, my man. You know why?
Why is that?
Because it's Christmas freaking Eve, man.
Yeah, pretty much. It does feel
Christmas
that way.
Christmas Eve. I woke up this morning, and I'm not even kidding. I had a huge smile on my face. Mm-hmm. Huge smile. Because I realized that the Lakers and Dodgers were going to start their quest for a championship within an hour of each other. And I have to make the tough, tough choice, George, because only one of these two games is going to get the big screen, and the other is going to get the medium-sized screen.
Which is going to get which? Have you figured that out?
I can't figure it out.
I mean, this is an easy call for me. The Lakers and Heat are getting the big screen, and the Dodgers are going on the small screen on the iPad, for sure.
Well, thankfully, the Sparks lost in the first round, so I don't have a three times the problem.
Right.
You know, just two.
Though we were sad that the Sparks lost.
Very, very sad. Very sad. Do you know who beat them?
The Minnesota Lynx.
Huh. All right. Well done. Well done. I'm used to my co-host absolutely knowing nothing about the WNBA. This is a shock for me.
I had to think about it for a second.
Throw them for a loop. But no, I mean, it's Christmas Eve, man. Like, this is the time of year where other cities that have zero losers, or zero winners rather, look at us with jealousy and envy.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, it doesn't really matter which highlight comes on ESPN. It's going to be about LA. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like that for like a week.
Yeah.
And Boston's going to hate us, and New York is going to hate us.
Oh,
and
Miami really is going to hate it.
And Miami is going to think they're part of us because they too can do the double, you know, with the Marlins.
Right, because the Marlins
well
are in the playoffs.
Yes,
and you know what happens when they're in the playoffs? Crazy things happen.
Yes, yes. But as we all know, we're just teasing the city of Miami. You're not really part of this. You have an invitation, but you don't get to go into VIP.
I mean, I don't know. The NBA Finals is kind of the VIP, isn't it? I mean, there's really only two people there.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, man. This is the sports community that's not clamoring over themselves, arguing about how this is going to impact Jimmy Butler's legacy.
No, it is about – it's always – but that, you know, LeBron James is person number one when it comes to sports. Like, do you know that there was actually – somebody actually did this. I think it was last year that when LeBron came to the Lakers, they did like a rundown basically of – how often ESPN says the name or shows a highlight or a clip of LeBron James. This is right when he signed with the Lakers, so it was from previous years. And it was compared to the next athlete, and I don't remember who the next athlete was, and I know that was going to be your follow-up because this was a long time ago now. It was like 4-1 or 5-1, something like that. It was ridiculous, like the difference of how much we cover LeBron compared to every other athlete in all of sports.
Well, listen, when you're a goater, you're just going to have that kind of conversation around you. The only player that I can think of in recent memory who's like among like the GOAT conversations but doesn't draw the same level of interest is like Mike Trout.
Yes.
Who statistically, you know, is in a GOAT-ish kind of conversation. But yeah, the reason why he doesn't get the attention is one, he hasn't won anything.
Yeah.
And two, you know, he doesn't have much of a personality to even engage with.
Right.
But for the most part, if you're in the GOAT conversation, people are going to debate your status and every single thing that you do. LeBron, Serena, you know, Brady.
We did it with Brady. That's true.
I mean, they all are in the crosshairs this way.
Yeah. And by the way, I feel like as an audience, right, whether and I include us in that. I mean, even though we work in sports. I think as an audience, we should feel like pretty good about this. Like, beyond it does feel like Christmas Eve because we're in this sports tsunami now. We should really be cherishing this moment, considering what 2020 has been like, having the Lakers, the Dodgers, getting to an NBA Finals, just in general, right? You know, at this point, like getting to the sports calendar here, you know, getting the Major League Baseball playoffs going. LZ, back in March, you know, you were doing the morning show and I was doing the mid-morning show. And we were all wondering what was going to happen with the world, period, let alone sports.
Well, it's – you were still wondering, you know.
No, of course, but I mean, we're more still, that there's at least some I don't want to say clarity, but there's some semblance of normalcy right now as opposed to there was back then.
This is how I would characterize what we've been blessed to have. We're blessed to have an opportunity to be present for these championships, mm-hmm. or at least these championship runs. And what I mean is that even though in years past, we've obviously have had, you know, champions in, you know, virtually every sport in the city, we usually have had other things kind of flying in our faces to distract us a little bit or take emphasis away from it. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that has been abundantly clear during the pandemic is that it has taken away a lot of the distractions that we've enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And that this year, these championship runs, like, we're not even going to bars really to watch games and to watch the games and not have sound. Like, we're going to, for the most part, most of us will be home and we're going to be focused in on these games and there won't be anything else to take our focus away from it. And as all the awful things that have happened in 2020, and there are too many to name, the one good thing that I feel that has happened is that we have sort of been reintroduced to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to sitting on my black ass and cheering on the team that I grew up watching to a championship in my own space and very much present in all of the moments of the games. I don't think I've done that before, George. I honestly don't. I think I've always had a little bit of a distraction, whether I was watching the games in a restaurant or, you know, trying to get to somewhere to meet people. No, I'm home.
Yeah.
And everything is focused in on Dodgers and Lakers.
Right. Right. Yeah, it is a different sense for sure. I don't think there's any question about it. But, Greg, do you feel like have you kind of soaked that part in, right, where you're like, oh, wow, yeah. I mean, there was a few months ago where we thought there'd be no way we'd be here right now.
I never thought baseball would get here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd make anywhere near a playoff run after what happened at the beginning with the Marlins, what happened with the Cardinals, having 11 double headers, whatever it happened to be. No chance I thought I was going to get there. I always believed in the NBA. But I'm so excited for tomorrow. But I've been here before, George and LZ. I've been here with the Dodgers twice in the World Series. I'm not getting excited till it's over.
What do you mean you're not going to get excited until it's over?
I am just going to watch.
What?
I'm going to be excited. I'm going to watch. I'm going to just be like,
wait a
focused.
Second. How
no,
does
I'm
that
not
even,
excited.
Oh, come on.
No,
get out
I'm
of
not
here.
No, I've been there.
I don't believe that
row.
For one second.
It's true.
LZ, do you buy that he's not going to get excited until they win the World Series?
Yeah.
Excitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I listen, I worked for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution during the heyday of the Braves run. And it got to a period that the disappointment had beaten the fan base down to the point in which they didn't even bother showing up for the first couple of rounds.
Yeah.
In Turner Field. Like, this
I
is
do
what
remember
happens.
That, yes.
This
yes.
is what happens when you're constantly being confronted with disappointment, is that eventually, you know, if she keeps saying no, guess what? You're going to stop asking her out. And that's pretty much, well, except for Greg, he's very dogmatic. But I mean, in terms of just championships. instead of championships, if every single time, you know, you think this is the year and you keep getting let down, eventually, you know, I won't say you lose interest, but you certainly are more cautious with your heart and with your feelings.
Okay. You know what? Yep. I know we have Amin coming up and we're going to talk Lakers with him in a second, but I want to line it. People tweet us at Sedano on Twitter, at LZ Granderson. Line it up on the phones if you want, because I don't believe that's the majority of people. I think people are excited, and they're not going to wait until it's all over to be excited like Greg. I don't buy that. 877-710-ESPN. Fan is short for a fanatic for a reason. 877-710-3776. All right, we'll talk Lakers with Amin next, but first I got to tell you about our friends at Dietz & Watson, where they have all the premium meats and artisan cheeses to keep your year sizzling. They've got the classic New York-style beef franks and a huge selection of chicken sausages like buffalo, sriracha, and Italian style, just to name a few. Plus, they got chicken sausages that are 100% chicken and gluten-free. Just for you, LZ, gluten-free. There's a flavor for everyone in the family, and if folks get hungry while the grill's heating up, get to their deli meats and cheeses, man, as well. All their deli offerings are made fresh from never frozen lean meats, hand trimmed by a master butcher for the best quality, and they never use artificial colors, flavors, fiddlers, extenders, or MSG. Dietz and Watson has been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years. That's more than 80 years, man. That's crazy. Visit your local Albertsons or Vons to get your Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses. Learn more on their website at DietzandWatson.com. Dietz and Watson, a family thing since 1939. We talk NBA Finals with Amin Ohassan next.
You know what he's doing. He is the captain.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
He is the captain.
Now, yes, there. Yes. There's no doubt about that. So we will also keep you up to date, all you degenerate gamblers, on what's going on in Major League Baseball. Currently, the Yankees lead the Indians 2-0 in the second inning, the first game of their best of three. So the best of three is interesting, LZ. I do like that part of it.
Yeah, that's where I usually used to date. You know, three
best
people
of
at
three.
Time, best, whoever the best of the three, that's what sticks around.
Oh my God, you made me.
You all right?
This is what happens when you don't have a cough button in a studio. But yeah, that was funny. That made me laugh.
Well, it's just the truth. You date three, and the best of three stands out, and that's who you stick around for a little bit.
That is, I actually used a simple, a different method, but similar. I used to do the three date method. If you got to the third date, then you'd be closer to being a keeper. Some people didn't get past the first or second date, but if I asked you out a third time, then it was different.
Yeah. See, that's all I'm saying. What about you, G? Greg, what's your method? Is it a best of three dates? Is the number three involved at all?
No, I mean, if I can get past the first one, I'm in a really good spot.
All right, Amin is here. Let's ask Amin. Amin, is there a three involved in any of your dating prowess or actions in the past?
Oh, to me, it's two. Two's the number.
Really?
First one is like, hey, let's just see if, like, there's any sort of chemistry. Second one is when I'm doing a lot of work. Right there.
Oh.
Like, second one is that's the pivotal. That's game two is the pivotal game for me, because if I'm going to win this series, I have to have a strong game two. If game two is lost, then just walk away, just forget about it.
But what if you have a strong game two? There's clearly going to be a game three then, right?
Brother, when you get a strong game two, you don't need to get the two games.
Oh, look at that!
Wow. There's no response for that. We might as well just start talking about the Lakers.
Yeah, seriously. Amin, so LeBron said this today when asked how this championship would mean to him. He says, quote, it's no extra meaning to winning a championship no matter who you're playing against, because he was asked about playing Miami specifically. It's already hard enough to reach each finals to be in this position. If you're able to become victorious out of the finals, it doesn't matter who it's against. Now, Anthony Davis was asked about what it meant to LeBron to beat the Heat and said this, quote, to be back in the finals against Miami, I think it means a lot more to him than winning this one than anyone else. I think the championship probably second behind Cleveland, being able to get this one for him. Who's right?
So, a couple of things. Everything LeBron said is accurate. It's so hard to get to the finals, right? That's why when people bring up, oh, LeBron's only 3-6 in the finals. You know how hard it is to go to 9 finals?
Yes.
Like, you point them out to me. Now he's one of 4 guys who've made 10 finals. And so we don't give enough credit and respect to how difficult that feat is. Having said that, LeBron, you're out of your mind if you think we don't think that there's some added value for this being against the Heat. Look, he did what he did to Miami on the way out. They were upset. He feels like he got all he needed to learn from there, and he needed to keep moving rather than stay there and keep building. Of course he wants to go and show the master all that he's learned. This is Darth Vader seeing Obi-Wan Kenobi and said, when we last met, I was but a learner. Now I am the master. He wants to show Pat Riley and all those guys, and Eric Spoelstra and all those guys over there, that I have surpassed even all of you guys in terms of the ability to build culture wherever I go.
But, I mean, maybe I'm being a little bit too naive, but it just feels that if you've went to the finals basically every year since you left the Heat, you've already made that point.
LG,
he literally left Miami and just kept making it to the finals. Like every year.
You know what it's like? You know what it's like? It's like so many people across this country. You grow up playing basketball and you play who's the big nemesis? You're the older brother or your father, right? And they beat you every time. But you're getting better. And now you're playing against other people and you're beating them. You're beating people older than you. And, you know, for some, the specific few, they get to a point where they're playing collegiately. They might play professionally. They're really, really good at this. But it doesn't matter until you beat Pops or your older brother. And a lot of times what Pops or the older brother will do is when they realize I'm not good enough to beat you anymore, is they'll retire on the spot. They won't even give you that chance. No matter how successful you are, they want to hold it over you. Yeah, but you ain't better than me, boy. I trust you this game. That's Daddy LeBron has a daddy, and it's called Miami.
Man, I just don't know, man. It just feels as if we're pumping a lot into this. Like every single time LeBron didn't play in Miami for whatever reasons, it was like, oh, he doesn't want to play in Miami.
Well, he didn't want to play there because he had a losing record there. That was part of it.
Yeah. And it's just like going, come on. Like at a certain point, if we're to take him at his word, if we're to take LeBron James at his word, that he is prepared to ascend and not just be a sports figure, but be more than an athlete. If we're to take him at his word, he can't still be the guy who needs to prove to Pat Riley he can win without him at the same time. Like both those, there's no space in the world for both of those things to be true.
LZ, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Like, there absolutely is room because this is the biggest passive-aggressive petty guy that we've seen in a long, long time. So, yes, he can simultaneously be iconic, right? Iconic, and yet still have insecurities about little things because at the end of the day, he's human. The other thing I'd point out is Anthony Davis just spent 85 straight days with him. You think he's ad-libbing and riffing when he says that? Or is
right.
that maybe a conversation they've had once or twice in 85 days?
Well, that's not what he said in the quote, right? Like, from the quote, it sounds as if he's using his opinion based upon those 85 days, but that LeBron, who has said, you know, out of his mouth that the first championship was the sweetest, we're not just saying that he's not telling the truth the second time. We're saying that LeBron didn't tell the truth the first time because he said the first, this greatest championship was the first.
He said that to Richard Jefferson, who said that on The Jump. But...
So is it the first championship that's the greatest? Is it 2016 that's the greatest? Or is it beating Pat Riley that's the greatest? That's why I'm thinking we're putting way too much umph into this, and I'm just going to leave it at his word. If he says the first championship is the sweetest, then all right. The first championship is
George,
the sweetest.
Yeah.
George, who's in that picture in that? I know it's Mario Chalmers. I know it's Juwan Howard. Who else is in the picture?
Oh,
yeah,
it's Chris Bosh. Yeah, there's a famous picture. I'll send it to you, LZ, of when he came back to from Cleveland. They played his first game in Miami, and they lost. The Cavs lost, and there's a picture of him going towards the bench, and they're all looking at him like, you know what I mean? Like they have
Cause,
that
because he said something. He right. said something at that moment, and they all have the same reaction of, yeah, right. Like it's. Look, this thing, by the way, and LZ, to be fair, it's not a one-way street.
No, Pat is super petty about him, too.
Absolutely. This
yes.
is still a thing that sticks in them, and like the fact that Pat flew all the way to Vegas, and then the guys are playing FIFA or watching the World Cup or whatever while Pat's trying to have like a business conversation, and it was just a complete waste of time. That's absolutely something that is paramount. Central to Miami's kind of motivations beyond just winning and being here. There's a part of this where they're going to relish beating LeBron.
So let me ask you this. And I do think that, you know, to Amin's point, LZ, I think that the Pat Riley and LeBron are way more similar than the other would want to admit. They are both unbelievably hyper-competitive about everything. They're both micromanagers. There's no question about that. But both have also, in recent times, have kind of relinquished some of that micromanaging, whether it's Pat with kind of the guys in the organization and kind of this being more of a SPO roster. I think with LeBron, the active participation of making sure Anthony Davis is arguably the best player on this team, right? Or that he is ascending to be that sooner rather than later. I think that there's just a lot between those two that is eerily similar. And I think that if either one wins, there's going to be some extra satisfaction. That's all there is. If LZ, you had other people in your life that you dated before your husband, and your husband is an amazing person. And I'm sure there are moments that when you're with your husband, you're like, could have had this, but I got something better. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just a natural thing for a human person to believe.
It's a human emotion, LZ. Allow yourself to be human for a moment.
Yeah.
I am being human for a moment. I just don't think that what I don't think is that at a certain point when you reach a certain level of success, that if you're still that petty, and we certainly have examples in the public eye of people who are that petty.
LZ.
Yes.
He said he made up Washed King as a hashtag.
I get that.
I mean, you admitted that the other day. We were all like, he kind of reached on that one. Like, let's be real.
That's a bit much. But, yeah. but what you're saying is, to me, is that LeBron James, the guy who has done so much off the court, is still an infant on the court? Because that's what infants do. That's what children
do. I don't know about infants. I just think there's certain
children do.
LZ, I'm gonna tell you, I actually had this conversation today on SiriusXM NBA. We talked about a lot of this, by the way, is the evolving demographic of the NBA. And that 10, 15 years ago, definitely 15 years ago, but even up to 10 years ago, if guys had problems in the locker room with other guys in the locker room, they'd walk up and they'd say it right to his face, like, I don't like you, right? They were very aggressive and very direct. And what's happened over the last decade, and obviously LeBron's a lot older than these guys, but many of the guys coming in the league come from a world where, like, social media has been ubiquitous. It's always been a part of their lives. And so a lot of them are passive-aggressive as F, right? And LeBron obviously is the king of the passive-aggressiveness in our league. So it's not like, you know, I almost feel like you are describing something from a bygone era, that I'm so successful, I don't even care what these little plebes have to say about me.
Right.
And the reality is, it's not just LeBron. It's a lot of dudes in this league.
They it's not about
Twitter mentions. They still search their names, not even the at. They search their names on Twitter to see what are they saying about me now.
I get that. And those are all attributes of someone who's not comfortable in their own skin. And I feel as if at this point in his life, he is. And I guess that's what I'm trying to communicate. That
okay.
At a certain point, once you're comfortable in your own skin, then those battles you used to fight when you were younger and you weren't comfortable in your own skin, and we certainly know there were moments in LeBron James's career in which he wasn't this comfortable in his own skin, but I don't think he's there anymore. I think he has, I don't want to say evolved past that level of pettiness, because I don't think that's true, but I also don't think he obsesses about this aspect of the dynamic the way that he used
to. I don't think obsessing is the right word. I think that it's a factor is what I'm saying. And I think that Amin is saying that too.
Yeah, it makes it sweeter. We're not saying like this is
right.
All
yeah, all. Of course not. Right. But I think that we're all on the same page. I think that the verbiage has been distorted here. And that's what all right, real quick, Amin, I have less than a minute. Who do you like and why?
this is not gonna go over well. In the Southern California area. I got the Heat in six. I think that Miami is better prepared. I think you say, who are the best players in the series? You say LeBron and Anthony Davis, and then maybe the next six or seven guys all play for the Heat. I think that depth is going to come in handy. I think the Lakers shooting has been suspect as hell throughout these playoffs, and they haven't even played against a really good defense like Miami. This is the part. Now, I think if the Lakers win, it's literally because LeBron goes supernova. Nothing else, right? Nothing else can save them other than LeBron going supernova, which is absolutely a very real possibility because, again, on, you know, contrary to what LZ believes, I think LeBron really wants this one. Not
of course
for
he does.
The title and the,
I didn't say
beyond,
he didn't want this
beyond,
championship.
Beyond the, he wants this one, meaning Miami. This one. In a way that, like, Toronto would not have had the same sort of spice to it for him. He wants this one super hard. So obviously, I'm not going to disrespect him. I know he was my MVP vote. So I obviously know that that's a real possibility. But I think his supporting cast is what's going to fail him.
That
and the Miami Heat are going to win it.
Hold on, let's do this. Hold on, LZ.
I'm going to bet you right now.
LZ, let's break. Let's do this. Let's bring him back. Let's break. Let's break because we're way over the break. Okay. Let's break. We'll bring you right back, Amin. We're going to be back in 3 minutes, and LZ and you and Amin can go at it. But before that, LZ, what do you got to tell me about our friends at Vitamin Shop?
Let me take a deep breath here. Listen, you've heard it all before. We're stronger together. But with BodyTech Sports Nutrition as your training partner, you've got actual tools to push your limit, recover, and come back even harder. Explore bodytech.com/ESPN to find the right products for you, all powered by Leveled Up Taste technology. Our huge selection of pre-workouts, aminos, BC2As, protein, and more, all independently tested for quality and potency, backed by our quality promise and engineered to deliver results that help you activate your best body. No matter what level you're at, we're talking about rocket fuel for your goals. You ready to go to work? Then let's do this, Holmes. Good news. We're also on Instacart. You can get your BodyTech essentials delivered as little as 1 hour. No excuses. So find BodyTech Sports Nutrition exclusively at vitaminshop.com or the Vitamin Shop store near you. And learn more at bodytech.com/ESPN. The BodyTech brand. No limits.
All right, Karen Kay with traffic, and we are back in 2 minutes. KK, what's up?
Hey, thank you so much, gentlemen. We're going to go to West Covina. Big problems, car fire. It's the 10 westbound right before Grand Avenue. It has the right lane in the Holt on-ramp blocked. And in Pasadena, we've got a crash reported in lanes 210 eastbound right at Rosemead Boulevard. This report sponsored by plan.lavote.net. Every registered voter in Los Angeles County will be sent a vote by mail ballot to ensure you a safe voting option. Visit plan.lavote.net to register or to check your registration status so you can organize your plan to vote. Let's get every vote in. I'm Karen Kay, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Sedan and LZ with you here. All right, Amin is back. You and LZ can go at it. I'll just kind of play referee. But I just want to let people know that we're going to have What You Need to Know coming up in a bit. And David Fizdale, ESPN NBA analyst, will join us at 5:15. He coached LeBron, obviously, and was the coach of the Knicks and the Memphis Grizzlies before that. So we will chat with him about the NBA Finals in a second. But we will continue our chat with Amin Al-Hassan first. Go ahead, LZ. So ask Amin. I'm sorry that I interrupted you the way I did,
but we were over
the break. So I apologize.
No apologies necessary. I probably needed to be calmed down because I might have cursed him out. So now that I've had some time to like take a deep breath and relax, I actually am appreciative, George, that we had a break before I'm able to say this to Amin. You'd have lost your damn mind. How dare you compare this Los Angeles Lakers squad to the freaking teams that Miami had to face in order to get this far? Teams filled with players who have done nothing. Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What? What are you talking about?
Who on the Bucks have done anything?
Every other day, I've had to listen to people fawn and swoon and damn near faint over Brad Stevens and Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart is so gritty.
I'm not other people. I'm asking you, I'm walking my way through the Heat
Eastern Conference. I'm going to walk my way backwards. So the last thing they played was Celtics. I had to listen to analysts that I respect and cherish and learn from, try to convince me that Gordon freaking Hayward, the fifth best player on this team, is going to be a difference maker. Oh, my God. Thank God Gordon Hayward is back. Everything is saved. I have to hear all this stuff. Before that, Giannis Antetokounmpo won the MVP overwhelmingly. Mind you, I did not vote for him MVP. I voted for him. I voted for LeBron MVP. So keep that in mind. But
you did. You were one of – hold on. Just so people know, there were 16 people that voted for LeBron MVP. You were one of those 16, yes.
Absolutely. And I didn't have any qualms about it. And people told me, Amin, aren't you looking at the numbers? How statistically dominant? And I said, look, I get it. Giannis had a great year, but I think this dude is better, had a better year. But I had to endure that and listen to how great Giannis is and what a genius Bud is. And all
what does
things.
Any of that have to do with me? Nothing.
LZ, you're asking me who they played. I'm telling you, they played people that people put up on a pedestal up until the point Miami embarrassed them. And then all of a sudden, they weren't that good anyway. Okay. And I think that's a dangerous place to be. People want to praise
them. So you agree with me?
So they get beat. What's that?
So you agree with me? Like when you said that the Lakers hadn't faced anyone that plays the defense of the Miami Heat.
Yes.
And I think the Miami Heat plays really good defense, but I repeat, the Heat haven't faced anybody who has been through anything, that have won anything. And so while it is true they play fantastic defense, the fact is that the Pacers haven't won anything. Giannis hasn't won anything.
Okay.
Boston is full of potential. They've been full of potential for the last 6 or 7 years. Potential.
Here's my rebuttal to that, right? If you want to talk about LeBron, absolutely. You're right. LeBron is the biggest winner we have. And that's like I said, look, I don't think LeBron's going to come up short. I think he's going to be amazing. Matter of fact, when I had to pick Finals MVP, I had to think long and hard before I said, am I going to pick LeBron anyway because I think he's going to be amazing? But here's the thing. What has Anthony Davis won? That's the biggest front runner in the world. Him and all the other Kentucky dudes that come in the league with like a red carpet and roses and the scene from Coming to America with the dancers and everything. That's every dude that's come out of Kentucky highly touted, right? Guys from Kentucky who don't have that attitude that the world is owed to me, they're the dudes that have to scrap. They're the dudes that have to scrape. There are the dudes like Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo who had the world out them. But DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall and my man Anthony Davis, these are the guys that were told basketball is so happy to have you here. And so I don't believe in Anthony Davis when you talk about winning things. I don't believe in Kyle Kuzma. I don't believe in Caruso. I think Danny Green is 100 years old and he hasn't hit a shot in about 2 months. I think Rajon Rondo had the best series of his life, and he's going to come back down to earth because he's not a 48% shooter. I think KCP is going to get lost. Like, I don't believe those dudes. If you're asking about LeBron, I bend the knee. I doubted him once. I thought he was over. I was wrong. I'm never making that mistake again. But you tell me the other dudes?
And you know why it's important that we make sure we bring up LeBron's name in this conversation? Because he took J.R. Smith and Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving and a whole bunch of other players with sub-500 career winning percentages.
Amen.
And he rallied them together to beat the greatest regular season team in the history of the league. So if he can do that with a bunch of dudes who have consistently shown up for a 450 season, consistently, and for some of them that's a high. If he could take those dudes and win a chip against the Golden State Warriors, I do believe the roster that he has today is significantly better than that roster. And the Miami Heat roster, though they're excellent, is worse than that Golden State roster he beat in 2016.
I agree with almost everything you said there. I don't know about if this roster is better than that Cavs roster. I don't know that. Because I think this roster, again, is you're relying on guys who either have never shown any sort of propensity or you're relying on old dudes, right? If we're talking about the championship experience, we're talking about old-ass Danny Green and Rajon Rondo. So I'm not so sure about that.
But I accept that what your premise is that if LeBron took a bunch of dudes who 450 was a high note in their career and beat the greatest team of all time, then ipso facto, like, this should be an easier challenge for him. I agree with you there, and yet there's something about Miami, about the way they play, about the approach they have, which I don't think Golden State had that same approach, even though they played a similar style, ball movement, body movement. But the idea of, like, that scrapping, that grit, like it's, imagine if you took Draymond's grit and then you gave it to everybody on that Warriors roster.
No, that's what the Heat are. The Heat is a legit squad, but I don't think that you're giving the other players, the role players, the supporting cast, their due. You know, people keep saying Rajon Rondo is old, and yet when he got healthy, that made everything right in terms of our offense and it helped us to get through here with only three losses. Three losses against a bubble MVP, three losses against two MVPs still in their prime on the same damn team, three losses, and one of those losses came against a squad that was called the Comeback Damn Kids.
Listen,
and we said, you ain't coming back.
I've got to get to a live read. So, Amin, whatever you're going to say, make it concise, please, because we got to go soon.
And make it accurate.
No, I mean, you got it. Make it accurate. No, I hate you, LZ. No, it's going to be a great series. If you hear the passion in both of our voices, you know. Nobody here saying, oh, they're going to sweep them. It's going to be a great series. And for that, we're all winners.
Okay.
Aw, that was beautiful of me.
Fair enough. It ended like an after-school special after it started off like a reality show. Amin, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
I want to share my lunch sandwich with you now.
All right, see ya. All right, we are not going to break. I just got to do a live read here. Thanks to Amin. David Fizdale is going to join us at 5:15. We'll break down the series more with him. You and I want to talk about the Dodgers here in a second as well, and just kind of wrap up this conversation you just had with Amin. But thanks to Amin again, David Fizdale at 5:15 to talk NBA Finals. But you hear me all the time talking about my guy Jacob Imrani and his passion for the L.A. sports fan, man, and he's a huge L.A. sports fan. And there's no doubt when it comes to basketball, the right pick in town is the Lakers, and you've seen it. You've seen the call Jacob ads all over Laker games, on the court, even in the bubble. And if you're injured in an accident, the right pick is to call my man Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. Does it matter? Does it matter if it's any vehicle? No, it doesn't matter. It could be a car, a motorcycle. You can be a pedestrian. You could be a work accident. Whatever the case may be, call Jacob. Him and his team will handle all the aspects of your case and get you the compensation you deserve. And don't forget, Jacob is an expert when dealing with Uber and Lyft accidents. In all, Jacob has helped thousands of victims in the past 24 years here in Southern California. And just remember, Jacob is the name to trust when winning is a must. And maybe you picked another lawyer initially and aren't happy with your current case. Call Jacob for a free second opinion. You do it with a doctor, do it with a lawyer, and do it with Jacob. So make the right pick. Call Jacob 24 hours a day at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com. You're listening to KSBN Los Angeles. Sedano and LZ with you here. David Fizdale is going to join us at 5:15. So we will chat with him about this particular series. LZ, I actually feel like both of you are on the wrong ends, you and Amin. Like, I feel like you are too overconfident that this will be an easier series, and he's too overconfident that it's going to be an easier series for Miami. I actually feel like this is legitimately going to be a rough-and-tumble type series. Like, I honestly think that because their styles are contrasting, but also their styles can be so similar at times. You know what I mean? Like, I really think that there are going to be moments in this series where it's going to be compelling basketball for, within, not just within the series, but within game-to-game scenarios.
It's just, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not saying that the series is going to be easy. Denver wasn't
well,
easy.
My apologies then. I don't want to frame you in a way that is not accurate.
Yeah, Denver wasn't easy. It was five. I said five, and they won in five, but I wouldn't call that an easy series. And I do believe that Miami is going to fight until the end in every single one of the games. But at a certain point, you can't teach height. And Anthony Davis is a cheat code. And LeBron James, and you know what's so funny is when I listen to people talk about the best game, the game's best big man. And I'm like, LeBron James is a big man. We just keep forgetting because he's perimeter.
He's built like Karl Malone, except he happens to have perimeter skills. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. He's a big man. I don't know why we keep forgetting that.
Right.
But LeBron James is a cheat code. Anthony Davis is a cheat code.
Correct.
Miami doesn't have a cheat code. They have a culture that is built on hustle and scrappiness and everything else. And you know what? So do the Lakers.
Yeah, I will
Lakers
say this.
Lakers are scrappy too.
I will say this. And again, I do think that there is a scrappiness to both teams. I just think that with Miami, it's just a little bit different in regards to the type of players that they have. Most of them were discarded from a lot of teams is the way I would describe it. It is eerily similar to the 2004 Pistons that you know. In that regard, you know what I mean? Like where guys were like not welcomed in a number of spots, right? I mean, Chauncey Billups played for five teams, didn't he? Before he got to the Pistons or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Chauncey bounced around.
Yeah.
Ben Wallace.
Rasheed bounced around, right?
Rasheed bounced around.
Yeah. No, no, no. Rip Hamilton, you know? Here's what I would say. I have picked the Lakers in seven. I picked it on ESPN.com. I picked it on this show yesterday. I believe the Lakers are going to win. I just believe it's going to be a little more challenging than maybe most. However, I do think that here's why you and I had this conversation off the air. I don't think we had it on the air yesterday. I do think that Bam Adebayo, while Anthony Davis is the best big man in the game, Bam Adebayo is 4 years younger and is doing stuff that I am stunned that he can do. Simply because he couldn't even shoot the ball last year. And now he's pulling up in situations where, you know, he's driving from the three-point line. He's handling the ball. Like, there's only two guys in the league this year that averaged over 15, over 10, over 5, as in points, rebounds, and assists, over 1 and over 1 in steals and blocks. And it was him and Giannis, you know? So, and again, LeBron is capable of doing that if he wanted to. But that does goes to show you that I think he's a better player than maybe you give him credit for, even though he is young.
No, I recognize he's a very good player. I just know he ain't won nothing. That's all.
He's 23, right?
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But I think that.
But you did just say that you didn't think they had anyone special, and I think he's special.
No, I didn't say they had anyone as a cheat code. Bam is not a cheat code.
I mean, there's not a lot of point centers.
I mean, there are not a lot of positions anymore. The whole center, guard, that's just all garbage.
Right, but I'm saying is there's not a lot of guys in that sport that can do that. They run the offense the way they run it through with him. Dribble handoff at the top of the key, at the three-point line. You know what I mean? Like, they're, you know, diving to the bat. Like, the stuff that he does is he innovative than, for this era.
Is he better than LeBron?
No, he's 23 years old. Of course he's not better than LeBron.
Is he better than AD?
No.
All right.
But he's still really good. Like, that doesn't mean there are degrees to it, is what I would say.
No, I get it, but I got two cheat codes, man.
I do think Anthony, here's what I would say. While Anthony Davis is the more talented player, okay?
And the bigger player.
He is. I think that Bam is the tougher player.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
And you and I have ripped Anthony Davis at times for his toughness.
That could be true.
Yeah.
That could be true. I feel that Anthony Davis, because he can do anything from anywhere, instead of fighting for things,
correct,
he just takes what's given because
correct.
Whatever's given, is he's good with.
Correct.
And I believe there are certain moments in which you don't need to take what is given.
You
need
you
to
just go get
what
it.
You want.
Right. Go get it. And that's what you and I were yelling about against Portland. Yeah. And we were yelling about it when he only had two rebounds in the last series. You know what I mean? Like,
but I'm different with him only this and in the sense that what I said earlier, George, is that because he's good anywhere, he doesn't fight for anything necessarily, but I have seen him fight.
Right. He has shown more of that now than he ever has at any point in his career.
And so if he decides to fight for what he wants as opposed to take what is given, there's really nothing Miami can do except hope they miss. That's all I'm saying. Whereas when I look at the Miami Heat squad, a squad that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, I really do. And I wanted Jimmy Butler to be a Laker. Those who listen to the morning show know Jimmy Butler was the guy I wanted first and foremost because I love the dog in him. Plus, he's a really good basketball player. But at the end of the day, the gap between the Lakers' top two players and the gap between the Heat's top two players is just too much to overcome.
That's why I picked the Lakers in seven. I'm not disagreeing with that. I do agree with Amin's point that the players beyond that, the next three are probably going Miami's way. Like, if we're doing a draft, right? Like, you and I
Dwight
are at
Howard's
the...
Howard's going to kill this squad, man. You know that, right?
What's that?
Dwight Howard's going to kill this squad. You know that, right?
Dwight Howard could get played off the floor, though, too. That's very possible. You know that, right?
It's possible that the offense could put him in a situation, but it won't be the situation that kept him off the floor like the Houston Rockets. It won't be like that.
But there could be significant moments where that can significant stretches where that could happen in this series.
I think he'd be more prone to be off the floor because of foul trouble than because he won't be useful on the floor against Miami.
I think it could be a combination of both. Nonetheless, look, I picked the Lakers in seven because I do believe that, to your earlier point. So we're in agreement on that. But if we're doing, let's say we were on a playground, right? Yep. And we were picking teams. Clearly, you'd pick LeBron and AD first. But yep. The next two or three, they wouldn't be Lakers. You're taking anyone on the Lakers roster after those two over Jimmy Butler and Bam?
I'm going to take Jimmy Butler. I don't need Bam. I got AD.
No. But I'm just saying Bron. If we're picking team, if we're just ranking players on the playground.
If I'm playing pickup.
So
ball,
let's do it this way.
Pickup ball right now.
Right, and you say, right and now. I'll give okay. you the first, and you get the first pick. You're taking LeBron, right?
First pick, I'm taking LeBron. Who you?
And then
second?
I'm taking AD. And then who are you taking?
I'm taking Jimmy Butler.
And then I'm taking Bam. I'll play them together.
All right, and now I'm taking Dwight Howard.
No.
So who do you have?
No. I think that Goran Dragic is a much more impactful player than Dwight Howard at this stage of his career.
You go right ahead with that Goran Dragic stuff. What does he want?
He's averaging 20 points a game in the playoffs.
I'm sorry. Is this thing broken? What has he won, George?
What has Dwight Howard won?
He's at least led a team to the NBA Finals.
Okay. Great.
What has Goran Dragic done?
But that was 11 years ago.
What has
Goran Dragic is a good player today in 2020.
What has he done?
The Lakers, look, the Lakers fans, and I know this because on Twitter they do it all the time, they would love Goran Dragic on this roster.
I didn't say I wouldn't. The question was, who was I taking third with my pick? I picked Dwight Howard.
Wow. Are you picking Goran Dragic? I would not take Dwight Howard. I wouldn't even take Dwight Howard in my first, like, six picks.
Dog, take your pick. You get the third pick. Who do you have next?
I just told you I'd take Goran Dragic.
All right, then I got Hero.
Okay, then I'd take Duncan Robinson.
All right, then I got Caruso.
Okay, then I'd take Kuzma. I'd take Kuzma over Caruso.
I do believe I just won the game. Okay. See what I'm saying?
Because you have LeBron and Jimmy.
Because I got LeBron, Jimmy, and Dwight.
Yeah, so you are way higher on Dwight than I am. I think Dwight has been fantastic in his role this season, but I do think that depending on Dwight, I wouldn't depend on Dwight for long stretches in any series at this point. And I don't think he's dependable for the reasons that we already outlined. Like, particularly, he has had an issue controlling himself from a foul perspective, something that Vogel's even mentioned to him. No. Hell, he even mentioned it today. No, Curtis, do we have that audio? No, we don't have that. That's not we don't have that audio. But he said that on The Jump today.
No, I get it. And I said it when we were discussing it, that right. If he's off the floor, it's because of foul trouble more than anything else.
Right.
But the
Damn
bounce
it, we didn't do the Dodgers here.
The bounce is still there. The rebounding is still there. The defense is still there. The putbacks are all still there.
He's been fantastic as a role player. But as a role player.
Yeah, and I picked him third.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where the role players are located.
I don't think he's the third best player if we're picking teams.
Well, no, the third place player was Jimmy, and that's who I picked third overall.
No, I'm saying like if on each of our teams is what I'm saying.
Well, why don't we open the phone lines and have the
people
tell
us. Well, we can because we have David Fisdale. We can do that after David Fisdale if you'd like.
Well, we'll start with Fisdale. We're going to tell Fiz the two teams and then have him pick the winner.
Well, yeah, you have LeBron and Jimmy. You're going to win. Like, but all I'm saying is how many guys did we – you basically only stuck Dwight in there so I would be wrong or that no. I would potentially be wrong.
No.
All right, let me ask Bergman. Dwight. Bergman, would you take Dwight over Bam, Jimmy, and Goran Dragic?
I didn't pick him over Bam. Why are you making stuff up?
No, he didn't. The okay. I understand what LZ is doing at the same time, though. LZ is putting – since you have AD and Bam, you need more big on his side. So you got LeBron and Dwight to counteract the Bam and
– I mean, AD and Bam would destroy Dwight on my team.
In this series, though, the Heat have not seen anything like the height the Lakers have in the East.
But
it's not even close.
The height can be played off the floor. We've seen it already.
And we saw it against the Rockets, and they played just fine and won that in five.
But against a team that didn't have a guy that they can on the a big man that can play the way this guy.
Is there another Bam than the one I've been watching? Because the way you talk about him, man, you make it sound like he's better than AD.
I don't shoot threes.
No. Don't do that either. I have not said that. I have specifically said that LeBron and AD are by far the best two players on the floor.
Yeah, but
okay?
Bam
Adebayo. Listen, I will. How about this? We'll make a bet. Okay.
Right. Yes.
And it's not even about this series. I will bet you that within the next two seasons, okay, that Bam Adebayo is a top 10 player in the NBA.
Man, we're not even going to be around in two seasons. The world's coming to an end.
So will you stop that?
Listen, I'm not anti-Bam, man.
Sounds like you are. It sounds like you're more of a Barney Rubble type instead of a Bam type.
No, ha, 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 ha. No, what I'm saying is that old dude hasn't won anything. No one on that team other than, you know, the coach.
And that's why the Lakers are going to win. We agree on that part.
I know.
I just think that five is disrespectful.
No, it's not. I'm being nice.
Say it. Say it.
No, it's not disrespectful.
Say disrespectful.
Is Miami better than Houston?
Yes.
Is Miami better than Denver?
Yes.
Is Miami better than Portland?
Yes.
You're only saying that because they all
No,
like
they are. They're better than those teams. They're better.
What I really don't think is that Miami team can beat the Lakers twice, let alone three times.
Okay.
That's what I really don't think.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. All right, we got a break because we got to talk to Fizz, and then we got to get to the Dodgers, and we got to get to Karen. Our girl Karen K, con el tráfico.
You guys are feisty tonight. I love it. I love it. Feisty and saucy. It's all good. Hey, some good news in Pasadena. Earlier crash, moved out of lanes. 210 Eastbound at Michelinda Avenue. But in Moore Park, now we have a new problem. Crash right shoulder, 118 Westbound right before Los Angeles Avenue, Princeton Avenue. This report sponsored by plan.lavote.net. No one likes waiting in long lines. All registered voters will be sent a vote by mail ballot, so you have a safe voting option in the presidential election. Fill it out in the safety of your home. Return your completed ballot early. Visit plan.lavote.net. For more information, I'm Karen K, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.